psychisch kolch heit hei. So when is he kolch heit hei, if he knew of himself, Shabbos, and then he forgot, so then he's a heit hei. But if he never knew, is he tinnik shem yishbo, or gershem is gael din anochri, so then he's not a heit hei, so he's not chai vachatos. What's the pshat? The pshat is like this. The Sifri says, Bernardo is a sidobo, so that implies he's potter of this, he's potter of Malkes, he's potter of Kores, he's potter of Kisit Mishamayim. But it doesn't imply that he's potter of Kor, because Shevik is also potter of Mrs. Bezin, of Malkes, of Kores, of Mrs. Mishamayim, but Kor means Chai. So Shevik is certainly my Savera, and not only to my Savera, not only Tzimai Savera Sheik. The Gavra has a Shem Chayte, not Roshe. Roshe means the Mezi. Sheik is a Chayte. He's a Chayte. So, this is what Mune says. Holo Mezi Kor Chayte, the Sheik Kor Chayte. So Sheik is a Chayte, Tzimai Savera, and the Gavra has a Shem Chayte. Mashiach in Onus Gomo doesn't have Shem Chayte. Now, if Inara Moroso was raped, so she's a Chetas. She's a Chetas. That's the Pshutishal Nikol. Kasher Yoko Moai Dal Droshes. But a Nikol is in the Pshute. So, what's the plain Pshat? Kasher Yoko Mishal Reyu Otsochel Kinado Braze. The Inara Moroso is faultless. Faultless. My Havu Meba. As faultless as the Niyotzach is. The Niyotzach is faultless. So Naravos is also faultless. Now, that has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rishenim. In Psubes, whether Tonad Lecheski is a loche of Chayobin Mishi Shiviki, Achayu Bitashlumi, or Ptur Nitashlumi. No. Tonad Lecheski is a loche. That Chayobin Mishi Shiviki is Ptur Nitashlumi. When let up loche applies to Chayobin Mishi Sensi. So some Rishenim say, the Chayobin Mishi Sensi are also Ptur Nitashlumi. And some Rishenim say, Chayobin Mishi Sensi are Chayobin Mishi Sensi. What the Machlekes? The Rishenim will say that Chayobin Mishi Sensi are also Ptur Nitashlumi. They all the Tonus is the Maisa Avera. But the Rishenim will say that Chayobin Mishi Sensi are Chayobin Mishi Sensi. And it's distinguished from Chayobin Mishi Sensi. They hold only Sheik is Ptur Nitashlumi. Because Sheik is the Maisa Avera. Mashenkin, oh no, this is no Maisa Avera. So how can we apply the aloha from the Ramne? So one would say, according to the Rishenim, that Chayobin is Shegegin. Chayobin is Shegegin, a potam tashlumin. Chayobin is Shegegin, a chay bitashlumin. So they hold, I mean Chayobin is Shegegin, so they hold that it's Maisa Avera, we said. So Mele, she's a Chetas also. No, it does not necessarily follow. Because there the question is whether the Maisa is in Maisa Avera, whether it's a simple act. So many of the Shem say that even an Onus Gomo, but insofar as the Maisa is concerned, so it's still a simple act. When a Nara Moroso is raped, so the snus is a simple act. You cannot say that the snus is not a simple act. So it is a Maisa Avera, many of the Shem say. Even though she is faultless, but inasmuch as she is beyond any fault, she is faultless, and my Havel never, she couldn't have helped it. I mean, Basode and Yamin and she screaming wouldn't have helped her. So Mele, she's no Chetas. But the act is a simple act. But the Gavra is not a Chetas. Now, I der Rambam, in der Kalatin-Stube, Halloche Aleph, so first, the preamble of Hilchashtube, there's a Losh Rambam too. In the preamble, the Rambam always mentions how many mitzvahs are said, in how many mitzvahs Lisa say, are included in certain halachas. So he says in Hilchashtube, in the preamble of Hilchashtube, mitzvesese achas, vihu she yoshub, hachete nechatoye lifnei adishem v'yisvade. So in other words, what is the mechayiv of tshuva if a person commits an avera? So the Gavra acquires the Shem Chayte. If he commits an avera, be mazik. So then the Gavra has the Shem Chayte and didn't rosh it. If he commits an avera, be sheyik. So he doesn't have a Shem Rosh. Rosh implies mazik. But he has a Shem Chayte. So he's mechayiv to do tshuva, and all yedei tshuva Matkia, the Shem Rosh and Chayte that he hears in the Gavra. That's what the Rambam says. If he says, Achas, Yehu She Yoshu V'Chayte M'Chatoi Lifnei Adishem V'Yisvad. Then the Rambam says, in Perkalet M'Chas Shuvay, Haloche Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shebateiro, Beinese Ben Loisese, Imov Arodo Malachas Mehen, Bein Bizodin Bein Bishgogo, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב נחתוי חייב להסוודס לתנרקיל בור. So it's pointed out by some. אכן, the לושן הרמב״ם is בין ביזודים בין בישגוגו. How about אינס? The רמב״ם doesn't say בין ביזודים בין בישגוגו בין באינס. He only says בין ביזודים בין בישגוגו. Why doesn't he mention בין באינס? Obviously, Beines, when somebody is a nonus gomor, he's not mechuyif to tshuva. Naramoroso, who was forced, she's faultless. In la naro chet mishpat moves, doesn't have to do tshuva. Why does she do tshuva? She's a chataz. What did she do? It was beyond her control. She couldn't have helped it. Because yoko mishal reyu tzoche kinadom raze. The Naramoroso is not a chataz. And the Mechayev of Tshuva is the Shem Rosh and Chayte that he hears in the Gavre. So Shegeit, as Mumbe says, that Samaches in Shabbos, in Perik, Klal Godo, Vikacho Yom Mumbe, Don Litni Rabba Kite, Ho Yomeit Kol Chayte, Vishegi Kol Chayte. So Shegeit is a Chayte. Why is a Chayte? He doesn't know. That Melocha B'Shabbos Yosah. Why doesn't he know? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have learned. He forgot. He thought it was Sunday. So why is he such an absent-minded professor? He forgot. He shouldn't forget. He forgot. So he is negligent, neglectful. So he's a chayte. But Tanus, Naramoso, in what way is he neglectful? What could she have done? What could she have done? If that Roshe was my answer. What could she have done? She couldn't have screamed and nothing. And suppose she screamed and still he forced her. That also happens sometimes. So, how is she at fault? So she's not a chetas. But most Rishonim say, in Subes, that the aloche of the Tanur Cheskiye of Chayovim Yisishit in Tuvashlume applies even to Chayovim Yisishonson. The answer is, there it doesn't depend upon the Shem Chayti of the Gavre, whether the act is a sinful act. The act is a Maisavere. It's not a sinful act. But the Gavre does not have the Shem Chayti. The Gavre does not have. The Gavre does not have the Shem Chayti. So this is the chat in Mumbes. Now the question we know that Timit Shemishbo has a Dinobon. Tinnik Shemishbo is a din of onus. That's a known thing. The Rambam says in regard to the stukim, even though an Akeres, he has a din of Murofat Rekule, and the Iskiakum Lecholtavo, just like Michal Shavu Faresye. So, but the stukim, Sheshochtu, im Achirem Rehn Eison Schritos am Gseo. In der Schnauch also passt das leider. Der Tizduki Fischerz im Achirem Rehn Eison so der Schritte ist Gseo. Why? But der Rambam in Perush HaMishne says before I said if it's Tizduki Schertz im Achirem Rehn Eison so Schritos am Gseo. Like the Immumel Avodizore, Immumel Chal Shabu Faresye. So the Besiosif says, it all depends what kind of Izduki. If he's Izduki, the first generation Izduki, like Tzadik Baisu, who was raised, you know, in a Jewish way, and then Bidaitei Hakalo, he decided to be an Apikiras, to be a Keith of Izirash Valpe, he's a Mumel. But the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren who were raised in that idea of the Tzdukin's belief, some melee in Tinuk Shenizbo is anonymous, so he doesn't have a din of Mula. But then you ask Kikashe, how can we say that Tinuk Shenizbo is anonymous? Onus is potter of the corpus. Tinik Shenishbo is Machlekes Rabbonon and Mumbes. Mumbes says that Tinik Shenishbo, the Osom Loches Harbe, Bishapos is Harbe, or Chuchelet, and or Chudam. So Mumbes says he's part of the Chum, because he's not in the Chayte. He's a menus. But Rabbonon says Chayte Chum. So obvious, and Rabbonon admit that Nara Moroso Shezim Sobeines doesn't have to bring Chum. So the Rabbanon holds Tinik Shenishbo is not anonymous. Even Tinik Shenishbo bin Anochrin is not anonymous. Why is it anonymous? Because we have many people who were Tinik Shenishbos and then they became very observant. The observant. Some melee is a taina against any Tinik Shenishbo who doesn't become observant. Some melee is not anonymous gomo. So that's why he's chayev a korban according to Rabbanon. And the Rambam also passes in the Chesgoges that the Tinik Shenishbo bein anochrim, so he's chayev a korban when he becomes a Baal Tshuva. So why does the Rambam say that the Zdukim by Susim, they're not even, even though they know of the Teosh Baal Peh, but they were raised by parents, you know, who denied the Teor Shebaal Peh, so merely that they didn't have an onus, and he doesn't have a din of a mumah. See the Rambam in regard to Tinik Shenishbo in the Chesmamri. Peregimu mil Chesmamri mahaloche Aleph, mahaloche Beis. מי שנמדו בתירה שבעל פה אין איזוק ממרה, הומו בתירה, אלא הרי זה בכל הקורסים ומסוסי בכל אדם, that's put in bracket. So, I mean that's the dinot מרינו לבייל. In other words, if there is a תירה חשור, so then בזדן has the כיח to even to kill him, I mean the תירה חשור under a certain circumstance. מאחש שמספרסם שהוא כיפה בתירה שבעל פה מריד נעשי ולמיילים והרי הוא כישור כל הביקורסים ואימרים עם תירה מן השמיים והמוסרים והמומרים שכל אלו אינם בכלל ישראל. דן דרמב״ם סז נהלוך הגימו במה דברים אמורים באיש שכופה בתירה שבעל פה במחשבתי ובדבורים שנראו לי ו והולך ההדייתי הקלו, והחסרוס ליבי, וכיפה בתיר שבאו פתחילו, כי צודיק ובייסוס, וכן כל התאים החוף, אבל בני התאים האלה, the children of צודיק ובייסוס, were raised in that idea, אבל בני התאים האלה, ובני ביהם, שהדיחו איסום אבי איסום, בני ובין הקרואים, וגידלו איסום על דייתום, הרי הוא קטניק שניש בבניהם, וגידלו, ונזוריס לאחד בדעקי המצרס, שהרי הוא כהונוס, ויאב על פי ששומע הקין שהוא יהודי, ורוע היהודים וידוסם הרי הוא כהונוס, שהרי גידלו על פרוסם, כך הוא שומענו, איר זה מדעקי הביסם הקרואים שטור, לפי כוחו הוא להחזירם בתשובו, ולמושכם בדברי שולם, עד שיעזרו לאיסן התירו. But the question is, why is an onus? Hareyu. So he says, Vareyu ki onus. But the Rambam passage is not like Mumbes. So even a tinik shenish b'mamesh, who didn't even hear of das ayun, who never heard there is such a thing as Shabbos, so he's highly called. Not like Mumbes. So he's not an onus. So why does the Rambam say that he is an onus? That's not in accordance with the view of the Rabbonim of Mumbes. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't say, Hareyu onus gomo. He says, Hareyu keonus. He has a demonus. Sharei gotlu al tuusam. In other words, there are two types of onus. There is an onus who is an onus gomo. And there is an onus who has a demonus. But he's not an onus gomo. Not an onus gomo. Now, from the Loshon HaRambam it's mashma, and many achrenim are midayik from the Loshon HaRambam. The Loshon HaRambam in Hilchas Tshuva, it's mashma. Kol mitzvah shebateiro, bein eset, bein reisese, imo barotom alachas mehen, bein bizodim, bein bizgogo, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחתו יחייב וישראל את נקיל בו בין בזורים ובשגובו, but not באינס. ובעי אינס, assuming, like most רשמים, that אינס is a mice אביר, so the mice is in fact. If in Aram also is raped, so the snus is a simple act, even though she is faultless. But in Aram also does not have the Shem Chitaas. כאשר יוקום איש ההוריו, הוא צוח איתן הדבר הזה. So how is it that we say now, וידו, הלכי שרתנו לפניך ואינס ורוצת? וידו דה תשובה. הרמב״ם says, חייב לי סבדיס, כשיעשה תשובה ליושב מחתוי, חייב לי סבדיס, and הרמב״ם says in the preamble, מתססה אחסנו שיושב אחית מחתוי לפני הישם בלי סבדה. But onus is not חייב עם תשובה, not חייב עם וידו. So why would the Chachomim Nisakei al chit shechotonu lefanecho be'ine sugi rotze? The answer is, there are two types of eines. There is an onus gomo. What is an onus gomo? Onus gomo means, my haver remevat. Completely faultless. Like in Aram Rosa who was raped. So, she's completely faultless. So, that kind of an aram or of an onus gomor. So the Torah says, Ein la naro, not only the naro is as a dobo, potter of mise, but Ein la naro cheit mishpat moves. It's not even highly called. Why? So the Sifri learns out, Ein la naro cheit milamit, she potam nakom. And why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, מה מזית כל חייתי? אף שגי כל חייתי. להפוק את תינק שניש בו, מומבס איז, איז נעת החייתי. מומבס הולדס, זה תינק שניש בו, איזה אונוס גומו. אונוס גומו, אוף נעת קומפליטי פולפלס. סו, מי אבל נבד, איז נעת החייתי. סו, וואי שבריני קורם כפורי, כפורי פו וואט? איז נעת איזה חייתי, שבריני כפורי. חפר, אם דגברי זה חייתי, סו דן, הנית זה כפורי. But he's not even a chayte. He's not even a chayte, even though it's a maisa, it's a simple act. But he is not a chayte. He doesn't affect the spiritual status of the person in any way. In other words, the person remains a sadigolo, in spite of the fact that the maize is incorrect. He is faultless. No, we don't pass like Mumbes. We don't pass like Mumbes. But so Tinich Nishbo is not completely faultless by Tinich Nishbo. Now he became a Baal Tshuva. Why didn't he become a Baal Tshuva as soon as he became Bar Mitzvah? Why did he have to wait 10 years or 20 years and then become a Baal Tshuva? He should have become. No, we don't condemn him. He has a din on us. He is substantially an onus, but he is not an onus gomo. There are two types of onus. There is an onus gomo. Onus gomo it does not even have a shem chayte. And the Rishayim who say that the aloche of chayovim nishishayi turim ha'ashumi does not apply to chayovim nishishonsim. They hold that it's not even a maisa avere. It's not even a avere. But they'll only apply it to an onus gomo that it's not for the tashlum. But an onus sheni gomo will certainly be part of the tashlum. And then there is another type of onus. An onus sheni gomo, but he has a din of onus. Now, let's take the case of the three averes that is Yehoreg Valiaver, Abizoreg Larayish Shechudam, and the Ramban says in Lohameis, that there we don't have to have recourse to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Yisra of Chil Hashem. It's Nichim Ravero, and according to the Ramban, so, Pekuach Nefesh is not matir, the three Averes. And even Enes is not matir, the three Averes. Is not matir, the three Averes. Now, the Arishenim Wachelik, the Baramoya here is chelik. Baramoya shita is that while Pekach Nefesh is not matir, not deiche, the three averes, but the din of the onus is matir. But he said, that's why the Baramoya says that if Mavizor and Larayas be mokinenes, so if the anus is mischabu, anus atzmei, so it's yavar val yorek. But Shechuzdomim is made. Why? Because by Shechuzdomim there is the Svor of Maichozis, some Meile, just as the Svor of Maichozis, that both lives are equal, it dictates to us that Pekach Nefesh cannot be Deiched Yisrael Yisrael, some Meile, the Daloch HaRbonus cannot be Deiched the Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. What do I say? He is an Onus. Eir Ba'adeir. So what about the other person's life? That's nothing. Only his life is important. And the other fellow's life is not as important. Some male there is certainly not in Matia. So but the Rambam says that even by Ritziche, Inova Bonerak is potter of Mise, can you say that this Ritziach who killed another person because the doctors told him you have to get the blood transfusion, but there is this person who has your blood type, and then he went and he drew out the blood from the other person and thereby killing the other person. Did he act like a nice person? He certainly didn't act like a nice person. Is he a nice person, we'll say? He did it in order to save his life. He's a wonderful person. He's a sadigomo. No, he's no sadigomo. My choses, what kind of a sadigomo is he? He's no sadig altogether. It's enough if we say he can't call him a Russian. In other words, the Torah takes notice of human frailty, and he has a din on us. He has a din on us. He's part of this. We cannot execute it because he has a din on us. Onus gomo, faultless. Kakayoko misha oreyu o tzocha kina dover hazeh. He is the Ritzeach, not the Nirzach. The Nirzach is faultless, but the Ritzeach is never faultless, the Ritzeach. Even in case of coercion, he's never faultless. Why? Here by there. He's cheating that nafshe. What about the other fellow's life? Why shouldn't he give bad nafshe for the other fellow's life, just as for his life? So he has a shem chayde. But he's part of a bonshi, not because he's an honest gomor, he has a din of honest. So yeah, and of course, this kind of a person cannot say, and kipper, why should I be miswade? I drew out the blood and I killed it. After all, I did it to save my life. I am a nice person. No. He's not a nice person altogether. And he has to be chude. And in order to get kapore, he'll have to do a very serious chude. He'll have to have yisurin too. He's no tzatzke, I mean. But even though the Rambam says he's part of Mise, he has a din of onus, but he's not a real onus. A real onus is an onus gomor, where he's faultless, like an Aram Rosso who was raped. But not what the Torah tells him, Yehoreg lo yaveh, what kind of an onus are you? And some onus. He has a din of onus. The Torah took cognizance of human frailty. The fact that it's not easy, you know, to control yourself and let yourself be killed and die in order not to kill somebody else, it's not so easy. Of course, it's the most fundamental obligation, but it's not easy anyway. So the male is, the Torah said, La Nara Lisasta, even when she is at fault, and she is a chitas, but as long as he has a din of onus, in other words, korah leinus, so he has a din of onus, so he's part of a bunch. But he cannot say, Kashayoko Misha Orei or Tzochek in Adava Hazeh, in respect to the Ritzeach who killed a human being under coercion. But he has the same status as a sheikh. Sheikh is also part of him. Now, there is a Lashon Rambam. So the Rambam is surely be a yet. Not to resist, nor resist. The Rambam says, Hoyisho in Pericordalet, nor resist, alochic test. Hoyisho, shezinso, tachas bailo, bishgogo, ibeines, harizum terrestri bailo, shenema, vilo, nitfiso. Ho nitfiso muteres, vein shonso akum, vein shonso Yisrael. So, she's muteres the Bible Yisrael, because the Torah says, the lo nitfoso, she wasn't forced. Ho nitfoso, if she was forced, she's muteres. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says that b'sheyik, she's muteres the Bible. The Torah says, beines, she's muteres. But the Rambam says, Hoyisho shezinso tachas bailo bishgogo oibeines. What does bishgogo mean? Bishgogo, so the Marik says, it doesn't mean in a muta. like this in respect, you know, to Averes. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Shigigas Maise or it's Shigigas Din. In other words, Shigig is potter of Mise, of Kores, of Mise Shumayim, of Malkis. Whether he's a Shigig of Shigigas Maise, somebody can call Shabbos, and he forgets it's Shabbos. For the moment, absent-mindedly, he thought it was Friday, it was Sunday. Or he forgot that it's also to write in Shabbos. So he's still a Shigig. He's still a Shigig. Mashen came by a Shishisha, Zimso, Bishgogo, Miteres Lebailo. What does Bishgogo mean? Bishgogo means if somebody came to her and it was dark and she thought it was her husband, and it turned out that it was some Roshe, another person. So this kind of Zimso, Bishgig is Miteres Lebailo, Miteres Lebailo. But suppose she knew she was Mizane with somebody else, but she says, I never learned that there is such a Nisar Solisino. I didn't know, how should I know that it's also committed adultery? So the Marik says, such a Shigogo is a soul of Bible. Because the Torah doesn't say, Umualo Moalo Bashem, Umualo Moalo Bisha. In other words, she's a soul of Bible because she betrayed her husband. Apart from the Avera told the Rebbeinu Shalom. She betrayed her husband, even if there hadn't been a Nisa. Even if there hadn't been a Nisa. And the Marik mentions the Raya from the Gemara Megillah, that the Svot, Esther says, the Chashar of Aditi of Oditi. Well, that's the Gemara that all the Rishini mentioned, because Esther was married to Mordechai. So even though she had relations with the Chashveres, but she was allowed to live with Mordechai. Tivelas mechaiki shal Achashveres, v'shechefes mechaiki shal Mordechai. Because she was an anuso, Achashveres would have killed her. The way he killed Zeresh, not Zeresh, Vashti, sorry. He killed Vashti. So she was anuso. But this time Achashveres didn't call her. Mordechai urged her to go to Achashveres and risk her life, and to plead on behalf of all Israel. So she wasn't an Anuso. She wasn't an Anuso, but she was allowed to do it. Mordechai wouldn't have urged her to do it if it had been against the Deen. So she was allowed to do it. That's another question. Why was she allowed to do it? After all, it's Yoy Moriabea. It's Yoy Moriabea. So the same question is in respect to Yoel. Yoel, she encouraged Sisro to be Mizana with her in order to be able to kill Sisro, in order to be able to kill Sisro and save all Israel. So the Rav Amir in Sanhedrin says, I didn't discuss that. So the Rav Amir in Sanhedrin says, the reason is why she was allowed to do that, because there it wasn't a question of saving one life, it was a question of saving all Israel. So even though it's Yoel Moriabea, and one Jewish life is not the Yechidi Yisea, but Klal Yisrael, yes. It's another question. I mean, why was it? So, and that was the same heter that Mordechai had in urging Esther to go to Achashverosh, even though he knew that then there will be news if she goes to Achashverosh. There will be news. Because to save Klal Yisrael. So she was Materas to do it. Still the Gemara says, even though Esther was allowed to do that and she did a mitzvah, so Mordechai was a Yeshiv Mishas Agozis and he urged her to do it. So it was a big mitzvah. And still Esther says, Kasher Obaditi Obaditi, Kasher Obaditi Midei Sabe, Kach Obaditi Mcho. Because until now, I was to develop the Chaykish of Hashviris, Vishichavis the Chaykish of Mordechai, because she's a Nuso. We learn it, we saw only to some terrace, but I'm not in it for so. Now I am not in it for so now. So, Mele, I'll be a Suba to you. So, after that incident, Mordechai divorced her. This is a sikasha in the Gilead at this world. Why didn't Mordechai give her a get before she went to Hashverosh? So Tesis says, because a get has a call, and if Mordechai had given her a get, then Ahasuerus would have found out the identity of Esther, and then the whole thing would have been jeopardized. You see, the whole thing, the whole endeavor would have been in jeopardy. So he couldn't have given her a get, because a get is conducive to a call. But after that, when it became known that she was Jewish and everything, so he divorced her, and she didn't go back to Mordechai anymore. So we see that even when a woman is mizame beheter, as Esther did, she is still a soul of Bible, because the Torah doesn't say mol mol bad shem, but mol mol beisha is the betrayal of the husband, even when it's beheter, and even if it's derech mitzvah. So she is a soul. She has saw the Bible. So that's why the Marik says, Imeres Muter is a saw the Bible. Oh, but Bishgogo is Muteres the Bible, so it means Gogo, not Imeres Muter. But Bishgogo Shigras Maise, she thought it was her husband who was coming. It was dark. And they turned out that it was a certain scoundrel, a Roshe, who was there. So then she's Mutaris the Bailo Yisrael. So the Rambam says, Ho Yisho Shizim Sotachas Bailo, Vizgogo Ribeines, Ali Mutaris the Bailo, Shinadu Nitviso, Ho Nitviso Mutaris, Ben Shon Saakum Ben Shon So Yisrael. Then in Alokha Chafale, this Alokha Yitesh. Then in Alokha Chafale, the Rambam says, Amedo Amurim Yisho Yo Bailo Yisrael, Abol Yishis Kein. No answer. Then in Alokha Chof, the Rambam says, V'yedem, ודין השיגגס ודין הננסס אחד הוא שהשגוג או צדי נס יש בו בואו זה גם מה זה גם במוסדה בעיקה ש why do you do more say that not only is it ישראל שדין סבי נס מתאר את הבעל על ישראל but even דין סבי שיגג she thought it was her husband and it turned out to be somebody else is מתאר את הבעל but the Torah doesn't mention שגוגו. The Torah mentions Enes, you know Nitviso, Ho Nitviso, he falls, Muteres, so Anuso is Muteres, but that doesn't mean that Shgogo is Muteres. So the Rambam says, in every Shgogo there is an element of Enes. But can we say that Shgogo and Enes is Hainach, as we show it? Shgogo is Chai Lechatos. Enes, the Sifri says, Ein lanaro chet mishpat moves, milami, tur nakom. So there is a basic distinction between onus and jay. The answer is, there are two types of onus. There is an onus, so an onus gomu, who of my heart will remember. That kind of onus is entirely distinguishable from Shkogu. Because Shkogu is a chayte, on Skomo is not a chayte. Gemara says, in Shabbos that Samaches, make the kol chayte, shei kol chayte. La fuket in Shemishbom, he says, he's an on Skomo, so he doesn't even have Shem chayte. And then there is a demon. Like Shegech. And every Shegech is potter of Nise. So every Shegech has two Kturim. As why? Two reasons as why it's potter of Nise. Number one, there is a special Ketur of Shogogo. And within Israel, so Shogogo doesn't mean that Shogogo Mamesh. Within Israel, so if somebody is in Chal Shabbos, or in the Abizore, and he doesn't get a Soye, so he also has a Din of Shogogo, insofar as the Chidmis is concerned. Of course, in respect to Kores, so without a Soye is considered amazing, but in respect to Onshin Neodon, let's say Mise or Malkes, without a Soye, so is Potter. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin says, so that the whole purpose of Ashoye, Lunitna Ashoye, Lahapim Shein Lamezik. Because of that, he says, Hover in its own Ashoye. But we don't pass like a Mezik Rabbi, we pass like the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, even a Hover without Ashoye, without Kaboris Ashoye, so he's part of Mise. Why? Because according to the Rabbonon, it's a special aloha that in order to be a Mezik, full Mezik, in respect to Mise and Malkes, it's not enough that he knows that it's Osir. He has to be warned, and there has to be Mekabel Asoy. Otherwise, he's not a full Mezik in respect to Mise and Malkes. In respect to Mise and Malkes. So if somebody is a real Shegeit, then he's Potter of Mise on two scores. One is because there is a special tour of Shkogel, and the name is Hoyle, even if he's amazing, but if he is no Asoye, so he doesn't have any of me. And then there is another aloche of Shkogel Tzadines Yeshbe, that every Shkogel has a dinobonus, not a non-Shkogel, but a dinobonus. Now, let's say Ligavi Bneach. So the Neach is higher than the Mitzvah. The Neach is not actually the Soil. So the whole Aloche of Shkogo and by Soil, so Shkogo means not only Shkogo Mamesh, even without the Soil, without Kabbalah the Soil, he has a din of Sheik. He has a din of Sheik, doesn't apply to the Neach. The Neach is not the Loya Soil, the Loya Soil, but Shkogo by the Neach is Potter. Is Potter. Why? Because of the Ptur of Shkogo as such. There is no Ptur of Shkogo as such. But by the Neach, the reason is why Sheik is Potter is because Shkogo Tzadin is Yeshbo. And that's the reason. Nishabim Laharek the Neach, Nishabim Laharek is Abeimo, the Horak is Odom, and the Neach is Chayim Nisi. Why? Because he should have watched. What do you mean? He thought a monkey was standing there. He thought a monkey was standing there. He should have taken a good look and made sure that it was a monkey. It wasn't an onus. So he's not an onus. He doesn't even have a dinos. He's a sheikh of the Mezik. He's a sheikh of the Mezik. So he doesn't even have a dinos. He doesn't even have a dinos. So, but the soil is having Lahari is a demo. The Ark is Odom is Potter of Nisi. Because by soil, besides the Ptur of Onus, there is a Ptur of Sheik per se. So even when he is very at fault, when he's culpably at fault, so he still is Potter of the Anskor of Shgogo. But by Neach, there is no Ptur of Shgogo per se. There is only a Ptur of Onus. Onus Rachmona Patrei applies to Bneach also. And not only Onus Gomo, even a Din of Onus applies to even a Din of Onus applies to Bneach. But, so, when the Rambam says that it is Yisroel, Shezim Sobishei, even though the Torah says only Venus in the Bible, because every Shgogo has an element of Venus, but that's not on its Gomo, that's only a Dino bonus. Now, where is the Dino bonus mentioned? The Dino bonus is mentioned not in the passage of Lanar and Sasidoro, King Lanar, Chet Mishpat Mobes, Kiyashiyoch Misha or Sochet in the Dover Azeh. That is reference to an Onus Gomo, but not to someone who is not an Onus Gomo, but who has a Dino bonus, where Shegig and Onus is Einach. That's mentioned, that's implicit. Oi, in the Gzeres HaKosuf, in the Alfuse, in the Safro Banelech, that the Rambam mentioned. The Rambam says, Afil Horak Beines is Potter of Mise. שאין מלכין מניסין אל עידה בציני ובעידים ועשרוי. So we raise the question, why doesn't the Rambam write at the very outset mention the Pasuk Lanaris Hasidobo only for the end? No, the answer is Lanaris Hasidobo Ein Lanaro Chet Mishpat Modes Kashiok Mishal Reyo Tzorakin Adobar Azeh has reference to an Onus Gomo, to an Onus Gomo. So Mele the Ein Lanaro Chet Mishpat Modes has reference to an Onus Gomo. He's Potterim of Korben. He's Potterim of Korben. So, and by Ritzicha we certainly couldn't say it's an Onus Gomo. Why is an Onus Gomo? Idano said to Reuven, you kill Shimon, you have her. That is important. So he's certainly not an Onus Gomo, he's a Chaytei. But he has a Din of Onus. Whereas, so he couldn't mention the Pasuk of Lanaro Lisasadovo or Lanaro Chet Mishpat Moves. But he mentioned another Pasuk. Vinosati Ani Esponai Boyish Ahu, Ahu Mpiashmur Londo, Ahu Leonus Loshegit Velenute. So, in that pasuk, we learn out onus shegik mute. What does mute mean? Mute means misguided. Misguided. Let's say, a tinek shenish, but the children who are raised by the tzedukin are mutin, they are misguided. They are losing. Ore! Just because the parents taught them to deny the Torah Shabbat Pesach, they are losing moving. They should have understood. And they should have learned, they should have known better, but they cannot be condemned too much. They have a din of onus. So, but the Shem Chayte they have, only Mundes holds that the Tinek Shenishbo is an onus gomo. But the Rabbon of Mundes holds that the Tinek Shenishbo is not an onus gomo. But the din of onus he has, that's why the Rambam Milchas Mamrim says, Harei that those who are raised by the Tzedukin, by the Karoim, Harayim Keonus, not Onus Gomo. So where is the Aloche of Dinonus, not Mameshenonus, not an Onus Gomo, mentioned that he's Potter of Onshin? The male is Potter of Onshin, so he's moved of the Shem Roshe also, but he's like Sheik. He has a Shem Chayte, not Roshe, but Chayte, like Sheik. That's the droshe of Ahu Veleonus Veleishegit Veleimute. So in the same droshe that we learn out that Onus is potter of Kores of Nesim Yizar Lameleich, Sheik and Mute is also potter. So the Din Onus is Mafkia de Shem Mumer and the Shem Roshe. So it's not post Leides, but the Chayte is. And he has to do Tshuva. Nenele, if he has the Shem Chayte, so he has a din onus, so he's like Shgogo. Shgogo also has a din of onus. As the Rambam says, vis-a-vis sheshish shezins of the Shgogo. So the Rambam says, in Yilchas Ishes. V'din ha-shigeges v'din ha-neneses echodu she-ha-shgogo tzadeines yeshbo. Now we can understand as to why the Rambam first said that we ask the question, there is a still in Rambam. So, Vin Tzorch Lema Shein Nisnei Sili Bezden Afil Hoag Benes. That means, Lomi Boya Arayas Nadri Zore, that he is Potter, if he was Nisnefesh, but even Ritziche is Potter of Nisnei. because he has it in abundance. So, but needless to mention, Abrizor and Arias. Why needless to mention Abrizor and Arias? Because vis-a-vis Abrizor and Arias, the Rambam Shiti is the debt is an honest gomor. Because since he is forced to behave with Abrizor under the threat of death, so mele it's matter the Issa also. It's matter the Issa also. If it's matter the Issa, so mele is an honest gomor. So it's not in Misham Chayte. But why is in Mechuyiv Misa Nefesh? Not because of the Isafli Sovde. Not because of the Isafli Sinov. But because of Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. That's why the Rambam says, in Halacha Dalet, Kol Mishenema Beyave Bal Yorei Binyara Gliova Hare Ze Nishai Binafshei Zichol Mishenema Beyorei Bal Yave Binyara Gliova Hare Ze Kiddush Hashem. Vim Kol Mishenema Yehoi Bal Yave Vyova Belunya Hare Ze Mechal Ese. You should say, Hare Zova Al Yisotim, Hare Zova Al Yisinov. No, the Shittas Rambam is that Ines is Matia, Ines is Matia, the Isa. That's the Isa of Arias, the Isa of Avizor. But is Mechuyet Misa Nefesh anyway, but vis-a-vis the Isa of Arias, vis-a-vis the Isa of Avizor, he's considered Menis Gomo, if it's Matia and Becha the Isa. But Misatkish Hashem Achil Hashem, he has to misnefesh himself. Some melee, it goes without saying that his father of Mise, there is no Chiyuv Mise for the Isra of Chil Hashem, there is a Chiyuv Mise for the Isra of Arayis, there is a Chiyuv Mise for the Isra of Rizore, but Afil Hoar Benes. So there we have the Svar of Maichosis, and Maichosis implies that the Ines cannot be Matiya, cannot be Matiya, the Isaritziche, because there is no Onis Gomor. What kind of an Onis Gomor is it? Otherwise he'll lose his life. And this way, so, the other fellow loses his life, that's alright. So maybe there is no Onis Gomor. But Potter of Misi is anyway. Not on the basis of Lanara Lissasidovo. But on the basis of the droshe of the Nesatius Ponai Boishahu that is mentioned in Melech. So now the Rambam says, Umayna vis chomu sheikh mura min hakeir. He doesn't mean chmura min hakeir. So, Umayna piash molondo, sheikh mura min hakeir. So, Ebi de Isobeines in Chayiv Kores, because here we have Exeras HaKosuv. Here we have Exeras HaKosuv, that even when he's not an honest gombo, when he is a chayte, and still is potter, so where he is not an honest gombo, then it's a kalachim mariba, but it's already where he's not an honest gombo, he's potter, so by Shora Beres, he is certainly potter. Then he mentions, Uvaraya Seimel Naris Asdobo. So, in other words, it's matter the Isra of Arayis. That's in vis-a-vis Arayis and Abrizore, but vis-a-vis Shlichus Domim. So then, it's only and because of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem that he has to be Misanafshim. So that's the Shlichus Rambam. Then, the Rambam says in our Chavot, Ki'inyen shomru bi'onsin, kach omru b'chaloyim. Ketzat nishacholo benot olamus v'yomru arefim shafuosei bidava plenim yisurim shabateiro eisim u'misrapim b'chol yisurim shabateiro mokim sakone chutz mavez kol mitgol arayi shukudomim shatul mokim sakone misrapim ben. So, pikoach nefesh is not deiche, not only the yisea o shvichudomim, even the yisea of avizorim gol arayi is not deiche either, but the mokim onsim so the Enes is in Matir and the Yisrael have resorted to Arayis. But it's Mechuyif to Misanefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem and the Yisrael of Chil Hashem. But where is not the Enes? Let's say Chile, Pikuach Nefesh is deichen mater adrisorin, not adrisore glareyes end, end shirzami. Now, the Ramban Rambam in Hilches Melochim the Gabi Benayah in Perkyud Allah Bey says Benayah Shon Sianos Laber Lachas Misveiso Mutali Laber Atul Nenas Laber Abrizor Eidit. Here he says Atul Nenas Laber Abrizor Eidit. He doesn't say Afil Nenas Laharik Nefesh Achas is Herik. So the Mishnah Malach points out that that Vashlech Zomim, which is on the basis of my Chosis, so there it's not because of Kiddush Hashem, without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, because my Chosis, so there is no difference between the Yisrael and the Beneach. So even though Beneach is in the Yisrael Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says, But Shirzamin is regardless of Kiddush Hashem, so he's mechuyev to Mis Nefesh himself, because of the Svar of my Chosis. So my Chosis implies not only Gach Nefesh is Nadech Ritziche, but Ines is Nadech Ritziche either. I mean, it's not an Ines Gomo, because both Mefoshes are Shkulei, so there is no Ines Gomo. But he's part of Mis anyway, but it's not a Matia, so he's only Mutea, the other Avir, Sim Avrizore, but not Shechazoni. So here he says, I feel, Onenas Lavid, Avrizore, Evid, Lifishen Mitzubin, Alkir Hashem. Now just one more thing, maybe 2 more minutes, so you have to forgive me. Samaran isn't here. Okay, it's a better for me. He's here. Just 2 more minutes. The Gemara that find out on the base, in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara raises the question, "Boy, me name Rabame, the Neach mitzuga al kiddush Hashem, or ein mitzuga al kiddush Hashem?" So Rashi says, "The Neach muzal abris kechodim, ki yom abidal of mises, ki mobar amveir bal tahorik, mitzvil kiddush Hashem eloi." Why does the Rambam Rashi emphasize abrizore? Why doesn't he say Beneach Muzah al Abrizore Gelarayis Shechazdanu? So the Shaila is he Mechuyef to the Misa Nefesh himself? If an Anos forced the Beneach or not? Obviously, Shittas Rashi is the whole Abaye, whether Beneach and Yisrael al Kiddush Hashem or not, is only in respect to Abrizore, but in respect to Ritziche. So the Mishnah Melach says, there is certainly Beneach, the Svar of my Chosis applies to Beneach just as it applies to Israel. So Memele, Rashi Shiti is, since the Mesiras Nefesh and Arayas is a Hekesh to Ritzayach, so just as by Ritziche, so it's not on the basis of recourse to Kiddush Hashem, without Kiddush Hashem, because the Yisrael, because Pikach Nefesh and Enes is not Matir, the Yisrael Ritziche, so it is not Matir, the Yisrael of Arayas. So Beneach also, even though he's not with Shabbat with Hashem. But the Shaila is only in respect to Rabbi Zohar, because Rabbi Zohar is a special Toshe from the Chomav Shecho. So it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, of Kiddush Hashem. So there's the Shaila where the Neach in Shabbat with Hashem or not. But in connection with Shechus Domin, which is Isvore, and in connection with Arayes, which is Yalfuse from Shechus Domin, so Mele, Enes, so it's Techino Yisa, and it's not Nitche, Enes of Ptach Nefesh is not Mater and Adiret, so without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, so Eben Neach is also has to be Misrefesh himself. And that's the Rambam is held, and the Rambam holds that even though Arayas is learned out from Ritziche, but this is separate din by Ritziche, so it's not based upon Kiddush Hashem, but by Arayas, B'mokim Enes, it is based upon Kiddush Hashem. So Mele B'neach, even by Arayas, he doesn't have to be Misrefesh himself. Okay. Oh, yeah.